So how does the ACL reattach itself? Well, you could think of it like an elastic band. If the ACL snaps in the middle, it cannot reattach itself. And that kind of makes sense. But if the ACL pulls away from the bone, it can actually reinsert itself and it can strengthen and heal. And I started reading some studies on this point, and it turns out new research suggests that if you compare people who have undergone ACL reconstructive surgery to people that have the same injury but opt to just do aggressive physiotherapy, 2 years post-injury, both end up about the same in terms of the amount of healing, their chance of getting osteoarthritis or issues with the joint cartilage. It's the same. Now, this is not a whole lot of research. There's only a handful of studies that are showing this result, so it's yet to be determined how common that outcome is. But my case is, I'm so fortunate. I look 9 months post-injury to be one of the cases where, very fortunately, the injury is healing itself. And so, what did I do? Well, first of all, I did a lot of not doing, which is to say, I declined modified duties, which means I did not go to the ski hill that I was employed at. I didn't go to Lake Louise and work another job. I decided to stay at home where I could focus 100% of my attention on my injury and recovering. I went to the gym every day as soon as I was able to, and I'd spend 20 to 30 minutes on the spin bike with a knee brace. That's about all I could do in the early days. I meditated every single day, and oh gosh, those meditations were intense. Because it's one thing to meditate as part of a practice where you feel like, okay, I'm doing this out of obligation. I'm doing it because I think I should. It's an entirely different thing when you're doing it because you need it. And they're pretty powerful sessions. In addition to going to the gym and meditation, I was seeing a physiotherapist about 3 times a week initially. And then over time, I was able to scale that back to 2 times a week, 1 time a week, once every other week, and so on, until now I'm not seeing a physiotherapist at all. And I went to One Wellness at Solera, and there's a team of incredible physios there. I saw 4 different physiotherapists. No, wait, sorry, how many? I saw 3 different physios at One Wellness and a sports medicine doctor at One Wellness. So I feel like I have a little family there in that building now. And I'm unbelievably grateful to those guys for healing me. I also went for regular massages. I have a massage therapist named Michelle, who operates out of Wildflower in Camor. She's amazing, super sensitive to injuries and really receptive to my feedback. And she's been my massage therapist for a long time in the valley. I also went the route of alternative healing. I have a good friend named Danielle Lay, who is a Reiki practitioner. She's a yoga teacher. She teaches ecstatic dance, ballet, bar. But what one of her most beautiful and rare attributes is, she is gifted in the world of spiritual healing. And so I went to her for a healing session, and I had a vision during that session where I saw a white owl, which signifies receiving wisdom. And yeah, that was hard to describe what happened in that session. That was super cool. I also just let intuition guide me. ate a really healthy anti-inflammatory diet. I took lots of supplements. And I rested. I rested as if that was my job. And of course, that from prior life experience, living in Dublin without a job, I knew I can't just sit here and not do anything. So I started to work on Reclaimer Mountain Experience, the business that I'm going to be launching this winter. And I worked on the WISE project. I did whatever I could do given the limitations of the injury. And also, I had a 1.5-year-old puppy at the time. And that was tough. Getting out to walk him was just not an option in the early days. So he had to go see my sister for a while. But when he was back, I couldn't just sit on the couch and be a big bummed out blob. I had to go out and walk this puppy 3-4 times a day on really icy ground. It was nerve-wracking, but I think the natural process of walking on an uneven surface made every step super meditative. And I think that too also helped in the healing process. So I'm so lucky that 100 days after the injury, I got back on snow. And I got back to ski instructing just a couple weeks after that, and I finished out the season at Lake Louise part time. And I got back to skiing like a few days. I really opened it up full bore and I charged hard to prove to myself this injury is not going to keep me back. But, it's not. I'm not naive to the fact that it's never going to be the way it was before, but I don't think anything stays the same. So it's just like we study in yoga, impermanence. All things are constantly shifting and changing. And the best way to deal with that is to practice non-attachment, presence of mind without getting locked on to things. So, as a daily evolution, I still am in the gym all the time. I'm still working on healing and getting stronger and better all the time.